Hey, I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to Northwest Orbit. This January, we've had the pleasure of talking with Saltlick, a layered guitar rock band from Seattle. Sunrise, can't come fast enough. I've been reaching for the weekend nights. Some sign of fun. We can waste some time. Follow that for living nights. We can waste some time. When you're alone, exposing the The band told us how they described their music to someone who hasn't heard them before.
Guitar rock.
Yeah.
That's like the easiest, but that's so reductive in a way.
I feel like I change what I say. Right now, I say psychedelic indie pop, but I don't even know if that, it's not really all encompassing because we get really heavy, which that maybe doesn't. So I don't know.
Yeah, I would say I'd feel like that's something close and maybe a little I think of like a lot of like lush texture, even if the parts are pretty heavy. Just there's a lot of like voicings that I know Teddy puts into his guitar parts, and then Dylan plays very complimentary stuff, and Malia's adding melodies now to the band too, with not just vocals, but the keys is a new thing, and Malia's playing a third guitar and some stuff now, and we all just, I think there's a lot of texture there.
Yeah.
Psychedelic indie pop rock with a hint of Americana.
We asked the band if Saltlick has whatever they interpret as a typically Seattle sound.
Malia's a big fan of Modest Mouse.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that influence for sure.
I'm a big Death Cab fan, and I feel like I do, like, a lot of my guitar writing is very Chris Walla.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of hard to tell from our perspective where we're standing, you know what I mean? But like, if there is a Seattle sound right now, maybe we sound like it. I don't know.
It's funny because I feel like I've, in every band I've ever been in, that question does come up. And it's always so hard to answer because when people say like a Seattle sound, is that referencing grunge? Is it like, you know, how does grunge exist in our music and in what we do now, considering we don't actively listen to Pearl Jam very much, you know, like
we do have a lot of guitar. So
it's true. Like as an example, I mean, I don't think we sound super grungy, but I don't really know exactly how I would define that either. Honestly, I'm not like a genre details type of minded person, I guess. Like a band that I really liked from around here, I think they moved to Bellingham maybe, but Flesh Produce has like a really different sound than like a band from Seattle like Smoker Dad or something like that, that's got a lot more like country types of, or I don't know if I call it country, you know what I'm saying. And then I used to live in a house with these folks from a band called Apartment E. I don't know if you call it a band, they're like a techno group or collective, and you know, they got a record pressed by some kind of place in Berlin a while back. So it's just, there's so much different music in Seattle. Like I have no idea what I would call like the sound of Seattle
right now. Yeah.
I like comparing it to the weather. Okay. I think that's a cool move.
Salt Lake, a day at the bog.
A day at the bog. We have bogs here?
Yes, we have bogs.
Okay.
I don't know much about it, but it's nearby. There's a big famous bog.
Okay.
It's got like a special ecosystem. Like my friend works there.
Kind of a swamp, like a bog. Like where you'd find a witch.
Like a peat bog. I don't know.
I have made my bed. Missing is the title track from Salt Lick's 2022 album, and they gave us the scoop on what inspired their songwriting process.
The Gift of Missing was just this thing that we would play for, like, not hours, but there's like a 30-minute version out there from our demoing stage. But
it was just called Interlude.
Yeah, when we started playing it, it was we're just gonna loop this so we've got an interlude we can record, and then just took on a life of its own, kept growing, and then by the time, you know, we got the masters back for the recording, I listened to that song, and I think we talked about it shortly after, you know, and I was like, that song made me cry. And I didn't realize it was going to come together quite as well as it did.
I will take credit for pushing that one, that we play it more and figure out a way to make it a whole song, because I remember having a lot of fun playing the interlude part and just thinking it sounded really cool and was like, there should be more of this.
I just had that kind of like really droney riff that I was content to play forever. And the fact that then Malia was able to really build a song around that had an arc and a flow to it.
Most of those songs were written before like lockdown pandemic stuff started. And this one really took shape during, I would say, like lyrically and structurally. And I don't know, it's just about like missing something or a lot of stuff, but that it's also that, you know, it's kind of like better to love and have lost and like knowing that it will come back someday, but like longing for a reconnection, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like in order to miss something at all, it has to have been something that you cared about, right? So to be able to miss it in the first place, I mean, it is kind of a gift to have something like that in your life.
That's it for this week's episode of Northwest Orbit with Saltlick, and there will be more next week, but until then, you can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Saltlick, check out their Bandcamp or keep up with them on Instagram at Saltlick. Thanks for tuning in.